Australia's first purpose-built establishment for convict women sent to the colony of New South Wales was built on a four-acre portion of land on the upper reaches of the Parramatta River. Designed by emancipated convict Frances Greenway, the foundation stone of the female factory was laid in 1818 by Governor Macquarie. In 1821, convict women were transferred from their living spaces above the town jail. The female factory operated as an assignment depot, prison, place of industry, and medical facility until 1847, when it was repurposed as an invalid and lunatic asylum. Here, local Parramatta historian Anne Matthews talks about the importance of water at the female factory.
The female factory had a water system put in 1827. Up until then, the girls used to go down to the river to collect the water. And they had a pump put in 1827. And I believe it was for the washing and everything else. The second class girls did the washing, and at one stage there they had, that was one of their punishments, and they had at least 12 at the tub during washing. So the laundry was built against the dividing wall between what is now the Gippsyard and where the bowling green is these days. The female factory also supplied the orphan school next door with water. The orphan school, Roman Catholic orphan school, was built in 1842, and they were getting their water from the female factory. Because when the female factory closed and the asylum took over in 1848, there is a letter that says that the water is to cease going to the orphan school. So I suspect at that stage the orphan school had their own water supply from down the river. Prior to the factory getting laundry area and water up, the girls used to take their washing down to the flat rocks in the river behind the factory, and they would do the washing down there.
You have been listening to local historian Anne Matthews share her knowledge of the Parramatta female factory. This recording was prepared by the City of Parramatta Council in 2018 and features music by Chad Crouch. The City of Parramatta acknowledges the Darug people as the traditional custodians of the land on which the female factory buildings stand.